Sie war einen Strom, dessen herrlich blüht, ist wunderbar still in der Klang, das strahlt und glänzt wie feurige Glut. Wen ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm uns zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das Wendel und Kästlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorge und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Er schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar, ja, machet die Obersten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sei Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut, durch Jesum ergießet sie sich, sei kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, o Sünde, vergasse für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich. O Glaube, es fließet für dich. Wenn dürst hat er komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut. Nur wer in den Strome gewaschen sie hat, der lange sie Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich. O Glaube, es fließet für dich.
What's the point in singing that song? And not having it stream, you know? Mm-hmm. Like singing the truth is marching on and not having a truth to march on with. What's the point of having a stream when you don't know about that stream? That stream is this here message that you and I are putting out on a daily basis. Back in the days of Brother Brennan, that stream was the ministry of Brother Brennan. And he had only one message at the end of the day to turn it back to the Word. Mm-hmm. Turn it back to water baptism in Jesus' name. And that was that stream at that hour. And then it went on to Brother Raymond M. Jackson. But behind it all is that angel of the church age of Laodicea, feeding them what needs to be said and what needs to be done. Then the boat preached for 40 years, that stream was going until it was valid until October 15, 2021, when that grace age ended. That ended water baptism in Jesus' name. And now, this here stream keeps on going and it'll run out. That stream will run from the throne of God throughout eternity. And we just happened to tap into it here in these closing days of time. I didn't know nothing until I come to that ministry of Brother Branham. I was sitting in that club and that compound for 45 years listening to church. Church every day, in Sunday school, in German school, didn't learn a thing. Better off I would have gone out having fun in the sun. That's all they think and produce. These sermons, they were written by Satan. They don't believe, they think we're crazy. It's not that it's not true what you're saying. It's what you're not saying. They don't tell you what needs to be said. And the church hour that you are now living in. I lived there for 45 years of my life. I can't recall ever one time when I was told that God sent the prophet. In fact, what all these utterance sermons do, they keep you away from the truth. They make sure you never find it. Mm-hmm. And if you do find it, you're going to be put in the ovens. Mm-hmm. Because the Satan is the head of it. Satan is running that show. And here in these closing days of time, God somehow preserve them. Now he wants to give them hope, and this here truth is the only thing that will get them through to the hell that's coming up on earth here. For 30 years we've been beating the gumps here, trying to warn people, but you know, it's like it wasn't the days of Noah. Nobody listened to him, like it wasn't the days of Lot. They didn't listen, thought he was crazy. And so we were just doing our job, and somebody wants to come on board, that's fine. If not, well, then you head out to hell and that. And these servants, they ain't doing nothing for you. Just like you and me, we didn't know nothing until we come to the message of that day, of our hour, until we come and did exactly what Jesus said before he went to Calvary. We keep saying it over and over again. This will be eternal life. Anything outside of these seven angels will not give you any eternal life. It's just Satan has infiltrated it, and then he knows exactly how to preach. He just preaches. Oh, man, he gets emotional when he preaches. And these preachers, they get emotional. And like I say, they can tell you 100% truth, but it's what they don't tell you. It's what that serpent in the garden didn't tell Adam and Eve. That serpent didn't tell him his intentions. I want to deceive you. I want to mess up the whole picture. But see, that's the way it is today. These sermons, it's what they don't tell you. They don't tell you that God sent the prophet. What's the point in going through life if you don't know what eternal life is? This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them whom I will send, and then he sends his angels. And this is the only message that's left on planet Earth before that day of the Lord comes, before all hell breaks loose. We're trying to give people hope. There's still hope in this hour of time. Now all you got to do is come on board, come on touch, and get in contact with that stream. And that's the only place you'll find it on planet Earth, is right there, that message that you and I have every day. And just that simple. I don't know how simple you could put it. I shouldn't even be the one having to say that. There should be enough people already out there telling people where it's at. But just has befallen our lot, and that's what we'll keep on doing. If people want it, fine. If not, well, it'll have to go out to hell, and that I think we can do about it.
Because when I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, Brother Branham, that's where, like this, like that song says, wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nunmehr den kässlichen Segen genießt, der leset von Sorgen und Schmerz. See, that's what that stream does. Your heart rejoices, and because it's where God is at. Just like when you will look back at the children of Israel, how God led their journey, and they had safety, and everything, protection, everything was taken care of. That's what that stream does,
mm-hmm.
Because that's where God is at. That's where the anointing of God is at, and that's where you want to be.
Amen to that. We'll just keep on pounding away. If somebody gets it, fine. Like I say, we shouldn't be the ones telling people that. There should be enough people that tapped into it already. They should be advertising it. But if they don't, well, we'll just keep on going, I guess. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed every day that I live. I am up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord this time on and nevermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. I stand in awe in the presence of the Lord, and of the wisdom of the aged lies, for whom the raging of the seas is thine. The living sacrifice, the only source of life. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy comes with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to dishonest call, or blush to speak his name? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. And a new dress. we carry to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and the new Jerusalem wear a crown. Wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and the new Jerusalem. Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this my word? A friend to grace to help me on to God. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and the new Jerusalem wear a crown. Wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown.
And when the battle's over,
we shall wear a crown, and a new Jerusalem. Sure I must fight if I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the torch, endure the pain, supported by thy word. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and a new Jerusalem wear a crown. Wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and a new Jerusalem. Are there no foes for me to fight? Must I not stem the flood? Is this thy word? A friend to grace to help me on to God. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and a new Jerusalem wear a crown. Wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, and a new Jerusalem. Are there no foes for me to face? Well, me, myself, and I, that's the biggest foe. A natural man. If you want to fight this fight, you got to remember one thing. When you get up in the morning, there's your foe. Number one enemy. No excuse. It's not an easy street, this journey where you and I are on. Take a lot of... you got to crucify the flesh. You got to go against the stream. It's that simple. God is moving us on, He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us He has placed
is an open door. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to go. And before us he has placed an open door. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb. There are valleys to cross. And before us he has traced an open door. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are sore. He has loosed the fateful lightning of its terrible swift sword. Is true this marching out. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that will never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Marching on with it. What good is singing that song if you don't have the truth? Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of stupid, hypocritically. Like that song, my hope is in the Lord, and then you don't have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're living in reality, you and I are. We found that gold mine.
That's right.
We found that nugget, and you're not going to find it out there. Mm-hmm. Believe you me, the world is full of preachers behind it. You've got to believe what we're saying. Well, we got to believe what the Bible is saying, because Jesus had a concern for the human race when he was here, and he left us some nuggets along the road, and before he left, he told us where it's going to be at. This is going to be eternal life. I'm going to send 7 angels throughout the grace age, and anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, you could go out there and preach your head off if you want. But it doesn't amount to a hill of beans, because I'm going to send these 7 angels, and they 7 angels, they're going to show the human race how to get to eternal life. And if it's in that chamber, if you're outside of that chamber, you'd like to see, you could go to the John Hagees and to the Joel Osteens and to all these Dunkers and to the Jimmy Swaggerts and to the Eddie Biscuits. If it's not interconnected with these 7 angels, you're just wasting your time, and you might as well just go out, have fun in the sun, because you're left further ahead. But see, you and I, we found that gold mine. We found that ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Really behind it is that angel that Jesus said that this is going to be eternal life, that they'll believe on them whom I will send. And here in the church, Angel Laodicea, he sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham. And because it's the only thing that you can trust here in these closing days of time, and this mad of deception that's out there. We know what we're talking about. We know what we had before we come to the to that ministry. We had nothing. We spent 45 years of my life locked away in a compound. Go to church every day. Go to Sunday school. Go go to German school. All that water was a waste of time, to be honest with you. Didn't learn a thing. Until the only time I learned something, when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, like I say, it's really the ministry of that angel that Jesus said he's going to send these angels to South of the Grace Age, and we just happen to tip in. The proof is in the pudding. That's when you and I, we found joy unspeakable, full of glory, and we've been going ever since. And of course, you got an enemy, and if you cater to the flesh, and you yield to the flesh, then you're going to lose that joy unspeakable, full of glory. But the minute you grab a hold of yourself, you pull yourself up, and you keep on fighting, because mm-hmm. the only fight you have is yourself, and the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the flesh is a powerful weapon. If you want to be in the fight, you crucify the flesh. It's just that simple.
Like, if you march on with truth, that's where God is at, and that's where the anointing is at, and that's where you want to be. You don't want to be in some murky waters, some denomination, organized religion. You want to be where God is at, where the truth is marching on. Like, that's where all of God's protection and where your heart can rejoice and be glad. There's so many blessings in that place when you march on with God in truth.
Yeah, we get a lot of, we're mostly talking to these Hutterites and these ex-Hutterites, and that's why the Lord called us out back in the early 90s. He put me on this course, on this journey, simply to find where it's at, to teach these people that we come out of, just like Joseph. He was in that prison. He was sold by his own brother into slavery, and it was, but God behind it was the scene, behind the scene. God had a plan and a purpose to save their lives. And here's the same thing. God had a plan and a purpose to take us out of that compound and to teach us the things that we have known, that we know today. And anything outside of that is just going to not get you anywhere, because it's just a waste of time. And then what we're doing now, we're putting out these daily breads on a day-to-day basis. Whosoever will, let him come. This is that stream that the book of Revelation talks about. That stream, whosoever will, let him come and partake of the waters of life. Really, this is that stream. Weiß einen Strom. I know of a stream. Why bother singing the song, I know of a stream, when there is no stream?
That's
it's
right.
Got to be something. Put your radar on, your spiritual radar on, and go look around the world, see if there's a stream. This is the only one where you will find a stream that's interconnected to these seven angels, to these seven stars. And it comes right from that first one, from the Apostle Paul, and then it goes on to these church ages, to the churches of Pergamos. Everything is in the book. Everything that we're saying is backed up by Scripture. And here, like I say, in these closing days of time, it's the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We're just doing, we're the third leg to the journey, and we're finishing everything off. And when this is done, there's going to be a rapture. And then that closes the cave throughout eternity. And then it goes into something else. It just evolves. Once you miss the rapture, you're going to have to give your life for your faith. It is, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. That means you're going to have to give your life to get onto that sea of glass, because God made a blueprint, and it's a foolproof system. We just happen to tap into it. And if we want to give people hope, if you want to have hope of eternal life, if you want to know what's going on around the world, what this thing is over in Iran and over in Israel, it's just God has just prepared Israel to build their temple, and he's restoring all things. Will you at that time once again restore Israel? That's what's going on over in Israel, over in Iran, with all these fights and wars and rumors of war. See, you and I, we give people hope. There's a reason for all this turmoil all around the world. It's because simply God is getting ready for the coming of the Lord
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ.
Amen.
Just that simple. And the devil, he does not want this to happen. So he raises up these idiots over in Iran, these terrorists, and he's trying to stop God's plan from going ahead. That's all the devil can do, trying to stop the word of God from happening. And that's what they tried to do it on. When I told them God sent the prophet, what did these thugs do? They call themselves preachers. They're trying to shut me down. Mm-hmm. If you know my makeup, you try to shut me down, I'm going to accelerate, you know. We're going to be pedal to the metal. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. But your Lord has a different way. You close one door, he says that he'll open up before you. I have put before you an open door. And then he opened up a door to put out his website. And then whosoever will let him come, they ain't going to stop us. The devil can't stop us. And that's what the devil is trying to do over in the Middle East, trying to stop the Jews from building their temple.
That's right. That's what it's all about. When you will look at that whole environment there in the Europe hates Israel. They pretend to be their friends and stuff like that, but they don't, because they're under that beast structure, just like Germany. When you will look at the history of Germany, and you look at Otto the Great and Charlemagne, these were called Pope makers. Mm-hmm. They brought Pope to an elevation that made him into that ecclesiastical horn. These countries just play a part in lifting up that that ecclesiastical horn, that Pope that is there in the Vatican. It's just, that's how the Bible has written it. It's just coming together, and that's what you see over in Europe. They can pretend one day to be an ally to Israel or to the United States, but they're really under that beast environment, so they cannot go very far beyond that. And that's why they talk the way they talk. If you know the history of what happened in Europe and those four beasts that Daniel saw, then everything starts making sense. Then you really don't have to get all antsied up. See, that's what the truth has done in our lives. You know, it brought us to Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. That's where God was at. That's where God, with the truth, was marching on. He opened up our understanding to the world events and what Satan has been up to and where God is at. And then these things don't have to concern anybody. That's why we have a hope. We have a hope to give to people, because we know the truth, how God is marching on, just like he has marched on from the beginning of time. And then he said in the law age, and then when the law age was over, the grace age began for 2,000 years. And you can line it up with Hosea after 2 days. Then he's going to revive the Jewish people in that week of Daniel. And then in the millennium, in the third day, they're going to live in his sight. And that is that 70th week of Daniel is just really playing a part on ushering in the millennium age. Because that restoration has to begin taking place for the millennium age. And that's the truth that is marching on. And, you know, in the Hutterite system, you will never hear the truth of God marching on, that the grace age is only 2,000 years. And after that, things evolve into a different stage of things. And then after that week of Daniel, they'll evolve into the eternal age. And if you don't move on with time, you're going to be left outside and not understand what God is doing.
Amen to that. And we're just holding, we're just continuing on with a program that has been firmly established. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence once again this morning. Lord, give me thanks for another day of life. Most of all, Lord, that you've allowed us to open up, that you see your word, how you're marching on in these closing this time. We're giving hope to people that are out there. They don't know whether it's coming or going. They don't know what's going on. They have not been informed like you've informed Lorraine and I in the last 40 years to have, so that when the time will come, that we're going to have a truth to tell to the people. And that truly, Lord, is that living water that your word talks about. We just pray you give us the grace so that we'll be able to expound it and to explain to people what we have learned over the years, what we have gleaned through your word, through that apostolic ministry, through that angelic ministry that you said you're going to send seven angels in here, and this closing day, the time you sent us that angel of the church here to Laodicea, and you found that angel, found the vocal cord of these two messengers, Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. All we're doing, Lord, we just want grace to be able to explain to a lost and dying world what's been going on in the last 2,000 years. And we just need, we need your input, because there's a lot of people out there, Lord, they're confused, they're afraid, they have no hope, they raised up children, they don't know what's going to become of them, and we're just trying to tell them all they got to do is kept it in the stream that's been firmly established from before the foundation of the world. You made a plan and you made a blueprint, Lord, and we're just trying to level best to put it out there to the best of our ability, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people and give them hope and give them a belief structure that they'll be able to believe that what we're trying to say here, Lord, with all our the best ability, the best that we know how, we're trying to tell people what has been going on, Lord. But it's all in vain. If you don't open up the hearts and their understanding, then all our effort is to be in vain, Lord. It takes you to give that increase. And we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. That's all what we're about. We want to give people hope, because there is hope out there. God didn't just throw out at random, put us here in this planet Earth at random and not care about informing people. We and I, he took us out 30, 40 years ago, and then he took us through the denominations, and he took us to the Pentecostals, and he took us to the Mennonites, and he took us to the Baptists, and he took us through all these religious cesspools. That's all they are at the end of the day. They're just religious cesspools. Behind it is the spirit of Satan to make sure that you never find that gold nugget. That's what all that driving force is. That's what all these servants are in these colonies. That's why I keep telling them, take your servant, take them out and burn them up, because they're absolutely no value for the day and hour we're living in. Not one word are you going to find and dare to tell you about God sending a prophet. I remember my dad, he preached his heart out for 40 years too, and all he did was trying to promote that Hutterite cesspool. That's all he did. At the end of the day, that's all he was promoting. More hootata, more the same. And at the end of the day, what did he have? I went to visit him just before he got Alzheimer's. And the first thing he said when he saw me, there's only one thing left for me to say, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He finally came to his senses that all he's done all his life was just promote that Hutterite thing, which is nothing but being an agent of Satan. That's all that thing is. But for some reason or another, God has preserve these Hutterites here in this closing day of time, so that when the time will come, there's going to be a truth, and all they got to do is accept this truth here, and they're going to have an expected end, because he needs some people at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and that's all that's left, an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, so you don't have to go through this hell that's coming. Because he says, my tables will be filled, and the grace age is over. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is done, served its purpose. It's obsolete. You can get baptized a million times. It doesn't mean that, because it had done, served its purpose. And now there's only one thing left, that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever is called, blessed is he that has been called and been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the only thing that's open up. That's the only thing that we're trying to tell people about, because we're moving on with that stream. That's part of that. That's where that stream is right now. And if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you see the situation all around the world. And it's pretty scary out there when you take it serious, because these Hutterites, they're sitting ducks for these terrorists to come in. When that time will come and you reject his invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, believe you me, the door will be wide open for that terrorist to come in, because it says, you can go read it in Matthew 22. Right now, there's an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and if you reject that, you can read it over in Matthew 22, that God will send then his servants, and he's going to kill these murderers. And that's what you are. If you reject the truth for your day, you're just simply a murderer, according to the Bible. And then after that, they come in, and they're going to... It's not going to be a very good picture. Once that rapture happens, the hands are up, and the sky's the limit for what the devil will do here on this planet. Because then the Holy Spirit is gone, and then Satan gets full reign to do his dastardly thing that he's always wanted. And there's going to be a great tribulation, and after that, an angel comes down, and he ties up Satan, and then the day of the Lord kicks in. And it's going to be a horrible time for the wicked, the sinner, because it's it. They'll say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, to the rocks, protect us from him that's coming back. And but it's all in vain, because they rejected Jesus when he was here, when he was begging and pleading, and for the last 2,000 years he's been trying his level best to get their attention. And what did they do? They turn him out and they reject him. And that's what all we're doing. We're just trying to hold on to the thing that had been firmly established to be, to warn people of the hour and time we're living in, and to tell them how to get on board. Just accept the message for your day. And this is the only thing that's left. Like I say, once this is over, once that rapture happens, it's hands off. It's the devil is going to get full control of the planet. And you don't even want your worst enemy that you know of. You don't want him to be here when that happens. And we're not using this as a fear tactic. We just happen to tap that to the Word of God and to find out for the last 40 years what is going on out there with these wars and these rumors of war and what's going on in Israel. Like I say, it's just the Lord is preparing Israel for the final chapter to once again restore Israel and bring them back to their former glory. And Satan and his thugs and all these religion, all these terrorists and all these Muslims, they're trying to stop God from going on with the program. That's what you see out there in broad daylight. And there's no use losing hope, because behind it, the Spirit of the living God, he said, not one hair of your head is going to fall without his knowing. We're just telling people what's coming, and we, the Lord took us away from all this deception, all these churches out there, and he brought us to that angelic ministry of that angel of the church age of Laodicea. That's all. That's the only message we have. And now all that's left, you can go out there and you can try, but all that's left is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And everything that we see, we back it up with scriptures. And not only with scriptures, with the time and with the truth that's marching on, really. That's it. When we're not telling people where that stream is, that's streaming now. It never used to run where that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb was on. Back in the days of the Apostle Paul, that's where that stream was back then. And back in the days of my reign, that stream was back then. And then in the days of Brother Branham, that stream was in the ministry of Brother Branham. And then when he died, that stream kept going. And to this day, that stream is going right here on a day-to-day basis. We're putting these daily breads out there because that's what the Lord has created us to do. That's what he's inspiring us to do. We're the only two people that knows that's got the goods to deliver it to the people, and whosoever will let them come, because we know exactly the day and hour we're living in. We got that midnight cry. We got it from the Lord. He gave us a relief of that midnight cry that on that February 28, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea, and you and I know through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jack that 1963 was the middle, 1906 was the beginning, then the end of it all you do is simply math. If you know the middle and you know the beginning, the end is automatically 2021. That's it for the grace age. And there begin the 70th week of Daniel, and you can take it to the bank. You can do the math yourself. You count 7 years from October the 15th, 2021, and that angel comes down, ties up Satan and civilization, as you and I know it, as the world knows it, it's no more. And the coming of the Lord is here, and the day of the Lord sets in, and that stream just keeps on going. And for 30 days, the day of the Lord is on, where the planet will lock to and fro like a drunk man. And it continues on the separating of the goats and the sheep. And after that, it goes for 45 days. And once that is done, the millennium sets in.
See, the day of the Lord is really a purging. Because of when you come to the end of something. So the end of 6,000 years. And going into that age of regeneration where all things are going to begin to be set new. And then in order to come into that age of regeneration, you will have to be found faithful and worthy to enter into that. That's why the day of the Lord is a day where God pours out his wrath on wicked mankind. And there will be a purging. So the wicked will be slain under that sixth seal. By the brightness of his coming, that will be done away with, and those that will be found worthy will go into the millennium. So you can see that around the world, wickedness has really increased. And the numbers are growing that are siding with evil. But the day of the Lord will cleanse that out before the millennium can set in.
Yeah, people have no hope. Like they watch the news, and they don't know what's going on, but they don't know really what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah. Like I keep saying over and over again, everything is driven by a spirit. It's either the spirit of the living God, if you can yield to him and bring yourself to crucify the flesh and the desires of this world and all these things, and you put them on the altar of sacrifice, and you walk on with the Lord, and you believe the message for your day, you believe the truth for your hour, you believe that God sent a prophet, and they believe Malachi 4, you believe that once he was gone, he continued on with the vocal cords of Brother Jackson, and then they were gone, and then he just continuing on with that stream right here that you and I, we've been given that responsibility, and whosoever will let them come. And then you're going to learn something here. Like I say, you'll never learn nothing in that Hutterite Club, and you're never going to learn nothing in that Mennonite Club or in that John Hagee Club. These are all just agents of Satan making sure you never find the truth. And like I keep saying, it's not that they're not preaching the truth. It's what they're not telling you that's so deceptive. I was in that thing for 45 years. I never heard one beep of anything about a prophet, God sending a prophet, because they were not given it to tell the people, because behind it is the spirit of Satan. You think the devil is going to go out there and tell you that God sent the prophet? He's going to make sure that you never find it. And then that's why he uses these tongues. These people in the pulpit, they're nothing but serpents and scorpions. And you can find it in the scripture. Everything that we're saying here about them is 100% true. But they sold out for fame and they sold out for power. They don't want to relinquish that power that they have over the people. And now what did they get? What did they get for it? They're just deceiving the people. They got nothing to tell the people because there's nothing there to tell. Because, like I keep saying, the devil wrote the sermon. Because, like I say, it's not what's in that sermon, it's what they don't tell you. The devil makes sure he's going to entertain you till the cows come home, but he's really not saying nothing. It's what they don't tell you. Not one word are you going to hear anybody out there telling you about that God sent the prophet. And that program that's going on right now, what this is, the closing day of the time, and that God is out there restoring Israel to bring them to the place where they'll finally build their temple and they'll finally get their borders back like he promised Abraham. That's what you see going on out there. And the day of the Lord kicks in, and the truth keeps marching on throughout eternity. It's been marching on since before the dawning of time. Before there was a planet, God put that thing in motion, and he's got it all under control. It's just a matter of you and I tapping into what he's doing to the hour and time we're living in. Like I say, what's the point in singing that song, The Truth Is Marching On, when you don't even know nothing about the truth? You see, you and I, we're connected with reality. And that's all we're doing. We're trying to give people some hope. There's no use giving up and thinking that the devil has it all under control. The devil is shaking in his boots right now because he knows his time is short. And he's putting up all his effort coming down, because the Bible says, woe unto the people that live in the earth and the land, because Satan is coming down having great wrath. And one of his greatest wrath is make sure you're going to be deceived so he can take you out to hell. And that, then he's using whatever he can get his dirty hands on. He's using these people in the pulpit to form his mechanism, thereby to deceive the people and the masses. And when we come along and we warn them, they think we're the problem. No, we're the remedy, not the problem. And they're trying to shut us down, put us in the outs, but they don't know our makeup. The more they try to shut us down, the more we just keep on going. Just that simple. When the going gets rough, guess what the rough do? They keep on going. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Right. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We give you thanks, Lord. We just want to present people with truth, Lord. The truth is marching on, and they can be part of it, like just like that stream that flows, Lord. And in it, there's your protection and where you're at, Lord. And we just want to help people along the road of life that they can be part, takers of that hope that you have in this day and age, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.